Exclusive: Senator Josh Hawley, Speaker Johnson's spending bill is hugely harmful to President Trump. By Paul Bois on December 18, 2024. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, told Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow that House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA's spending bill will be hugely harmful to President-elect Donald Trump if it passes Congress. Appearing on the Alex Marlow Show Wednesday, Hawley said that the continuing resolution, CR, spending bill spearheaded by Speaker Johnson was delayed from being voted on by design so that Congress could rush it through at the last minute before the Friday deadline to fund the government, giving nobody time to properly vet what is in it. By law, Congress is supposed to pass a budget in September, Hawley said. They're supposed to do it in 10 separate budget bills so that we can debate them, read them, pass them, and they haven't done any of that. They obviously blew right through that September deadline. Then they get to the end of the year and it's a huge pile up and they are counting on the fact that there's no time left, that nobody will have time to read this. That's what they want. They are banking on that. They don't want us to read and find what they jammed into this thing. That's why they're now trying to rush a vote tonight, he added. Democrats have been doing this for decades, but the fact that Republicans are doing it is just disgusting. Hawley concluded that the bill would be hugely harmful to Trump because what's going to happen is they're going to spend all this money on Democrat priorities and other garbage. As Breitbart News reported, the government funding bill also includes a one-year extension of the State Department's Global Engagement Center, GEC, an agency that funds organizations that censor conservative media including Breitbart News. The provision extending funding for the program is on page 139 of the 1,537-page continuing resolution, which was unveiled Tuesday night just hours before the House will vote on the short-term spending bill. The Washington Examiner's Gabe Kaminsky posted on Twitter that the bill includes a one-year extension on the State Department's Global Engagement Center. The agency me and Matt Taibbi reported has funded speech suppression efforts and is being sued by The Federalist and Daily Wire. Marlow addressed this provision in the bill and asked Hawley to explain. For me, personally at Breitbart, we've worked very hard to try to keep so that federal money is not spent censoring people. What is the censorship provision? How much is being allocated? How scary is this? Asked Marlow. We're just reading right now to try to figure it out. But like you said, what you gotta do in these bills is, you read it, and then you gotta like follow the references to other page numbers to figure out what the money is, so I don't know even, Hawley responded. That's ridiculous, Marlow shot back. It is ridiculous. It's designed to be impenetrable. So I'm not even sure how much money is being allotted. But the fact that it is being extended is absolutely unbelievable. The fact that there are all kinds of shields in this bill that would prevent people from figuring out. For instance, if members of Congress had broken the law, Hawley concluded. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.